Ayesid Zion. Sheikvas Sudas Shlishis Bechol Shabbos Acher Mincha. You should be a person should be kaveh himself to eat a suda. Pashas, he means opposed to being yotzer with corn and cheetahs, but hold the yotzer with mazarnas, with peiros. A person should be kaveh a suda. Acher Mincha, that's the. It's brought down in halacha. First of all, Mikra, then it has to be after Zman Mincha, before Zman Mincha, it's passing the halacha, you're not yotzer. There's a machlokes whether you have to actually daven mincha prior to eating shalshudas. Ramah brings that the person should daven mincha first and then eat shalshudas chachila. The reason why that's so is really the sugya which we had in the first parak about the issue of being kaveya suda katana by zman mincha without davening beforehand. That's the way the Rishabarun brings it down, and therefore he says any situation where a person could not. We're not be able to eat shalshudas after mincha, so he's a lot of chachila b'semach on the sheet which holds you can eat a suda katana by zman mincha, and you can eat the suda beforehand. That's the halacha part of what the Rosh is saying. So there's a chiyuv of three sudas, and the proper time for suda shlishis is in the afternoon time. Maybe I'll pee, just Havana called Derek Remes, called Derek Drush. The Velt has a famous aura. Why do we call it? That's a Mitzvah Shlishis. Why does the Velt call it Shal Shudas? So the Hasidim say that it's called Shal Shudas because it's the Suda which shows why you're eating the other sudas. It defines the other two sudas. A person eats a suda by night, he's normal person eats a suda by night. Bisman Chazal, person ate two sudas. Person eats a suda at Shabbos morning. Again, he's hungry, he eats a suda. Person eats a suda, especially in the winter, he's eating it, he's not really hungry. If he's eating it out the covet of Shabbos, the chashivas of Shabbos is that it's nikva, that you're eating a suda because of the covet of Shabbos. So that's the Megalim Afreya, that the other two sudas that you ate, also you ate out the covet of Shabbos, not out just because you're hungry. And the Oishir Ches of the Rosh, over here, Shechabit is a Shabbos, Kibrich is a Shem al-Kob, Asher Nosan Loi. Person has a Chiyav of being Mechabit a Shabbos, as much as, according to the bracha that he has, as much as he can be Mechabit, a person should be Mechabit Shabbos. And Oishir Ches is, Shiyarach Shulchan, B'chol Matzai Shabbos, V'yarachol Afil Adavar Mu'at. The same way your mechaber Shabbos can eat sauce, your mechaber Shabbos eat malav malka. When it leaves, you sit down with the table and something, and the person eats a davar muad. So I want to talk about the inyan malav malka separately, but the three verses of the Rosh that there's a certain hanhaga how we're mechaber Shabbos. Now haloi davar who that we mechaber Shabbos by eating. Shabbos is Shabbos Hayom Hashem. Shabbos is a holy day. It's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's day, and so let's have a party. Why is covered Shabbos through Achila? Shira Isaac says over a story that when he was during the war times, he was Baruch Hashem, he was able to get away from the front, and he was spent various different places in Russia where he ended up in labor camps, etc. But he was at least they had a better chance of survival over there. It wasn't a glick, my friends, but it was better the chance of survival than being with the Germans. So at one point in time, he was running away. He was in a field of a Shabbos, and he had nowhere to go. He had some food with him, and he spent Shabbos in a field. So he was that was Shabbos morning. He was davening, and he sees there's some goyim coming along, and they start talking to each other. Let's beat him up, Jew. Let's beat him up. He's davening. See, here's one of them say to the other one, let him go. It says, for him, this is his God's day. Don't bother him today. Today is Hanbeim is God's tog. It's God's day. Shabbos Hayom Lashem. It belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Hayom Lashem. Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbos. So you, Mamash Kula Lashem. Person davens. They learn. They say Tillim. They contemplate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. They eat. Sleep. Oynik Shabbos. I mean, why is Oynik Shabbos expressed Dafkin the physical? The other place where you find this concept, I mentioned this before, is a Mikdash. Kodesh Baruch Hu's greatest presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Bria is in the base of Mikdash. So Beis HaMikdash, you walk in the Beis HaMikdash. What do you see there? You see animals on the Mizbeach burning. You see blood. A lot of animals, a lot of noise. Right? I imagine they bleated, they whatever, you know. There's the sheep bleeding and your calf's doing this and your cow's doing that and your goat's doing this and your ram's doing that and your I ever went to a big animal farm. There's hundreds of animals there. Because I'll talk about Erev Pesach, you know, there was blood up to the ankles on the floor. We don't picture that as being the most inspiring and spiritual type of reality. And that's Beis HaMikdash. And you know, Shabbos and Mikdash are very similar in many ways. Shabbos is Mikdash of Zman. So both of them have this, there's a very physical element which exists in them. And that's how we interact with something. There is actually a Rambam. The Rambam Shita is loss of love of Mashiach comes at some point in time. Let's say Mashiach comes out of the way. The Rambam clear in Yad. The Rambam says that part of the chelik of the void of the Mashiach, his job is to reinstore the void of the Beis HaMikdash. There's Rambam Murray. The Rambam says that loss of love will come at a point in time that the Karanis will be bottled and we'll just serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu through philosophical contemplation. Interesting Rambam. Needs a lot of heads. But I said the Rambam. Without the Rambam, the physical reality which we function in, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that a person is who learns Torah, he's not Mekayim. It's Noach Loish Nepra Shel Yosef Ponav. It's better that when he was born, the Shliya should have smothered him. He should have been born and stillborn. Shouldn't have made it. It's better for him. So Rav Aaron Kotler says in the Mishnah Zabaron, he says, learning Torah and Shabbat in Shemaim, Torah goes much better in Shemaim. It's much clearer in Shemaim. You have a very clear shot. Down here, it's very movable, etc. If your goal is learning Torah, it's better to stay in Shemaim. A person learns Torah, he's not Mekayim, so he's not learning Torah for the Kiyam Shabbat, he's learning for the learning. The Geshmaka learning, I have to tell you, was in Gan Eden. A person comes down to this world, because the Baruch Hashem created a Pelet de Gazat. The Pelet de Gazat the Baruch Hashem created is that we can make a goof Kaddish. That an Hashem is Kaddish, you know, that's not a big Kaddish. The Pelet of our Bria is the Baruch Hashem can make a goof Kaddish also. How do you make a goof Kaddish? By the Neshama putting its imprint down the goof. How does it do that? A person does a mitzvah with the goof, and he does it once, he does it twice, he does it 100 times. It starts imprinting. Ruchim uses the lashon of, it's like if you want to leave a mark in something, so you take the pen and you make a line there one time, it makes it somewhat of an imprint. You move it a second time, a third time, a fourth time in the same spot. It gets darker and darker and deeper, and it finally leaves. And lashon lava, we don't take our contemplation with us, we take the goof with us. And that whatever impact the neshama left on the goof, we got to take with us. That's the plea of this world. The plea of this world is that the goof is Kaddish also. The oifen of a Kaddish Baruch Hu in this world has to be dafka through the goof. It cannot be through the world of neshama. If you want to go to the world of neshama, it's in the day, so don't come to this world. That's malachim. Stay in the the Kiddush Baruch Hu is created. It's no kunz to make. One time one person says, you know, making cream out of cream is not a chiddush. Because if you can make cream out of milk, he said in regards to, you know, there's a certain yeshiva that they only took in the best bacher. So somebody once said, you know, they put out Gabal Gabacher, but says, yes, you they won't take in the best. Of course they put out the best. The kunz of a yeshiva, he said, was taking a yeshiva which Takab takes in people which are difficult, etc., and putting out Gabal Gabacher, that's a kunz. To take in cream and make cream out of cream is no chiddush. To take something which is not cream and make cream out of it, that's talik chiddush. The chiddush of this world is taking something which is not cream. It's a mess. Our body is, you know, it's got a lot of problems, a lot of challenges. And from that, to make something special, something kaddish, that's the kutz of Elam Azza. And therefore, in the world of schar, the schar is given dafka to the goof and the neshama together. Shabbos is main olam haba. Shabbos is that there's a mokum for a nesinas schar to the guf also. Because the nesinas schar to the neshama, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that Antoninus told Rebbe he could pass to the whole world from Einish. He says that, you know, because after a person dies, the Russian comes to the neshama. What did you do wrong? He says, I didn't do anything wrong. Since I died, I've been told a good boy. It's the goof's fault. Russian goes to the goof. The goof says, wasn't me. Since I died, I've been sitting there doing nothing. I'm just like a dead stone. It's the neshama's fault. Right? That was an Antoninus' time. So came back, the Rebbe said he answered with a mashal. What's the mashal answer? He says that once there was a king and he wanted to make sure he had a paradise, a gorgeous paradise, with the most luscious fruits. And every watchman he had, besides watching nobody else should come in, was busy taking for himself. And he didn't want that. The watchman's job wasn't to eat the fruits, it was to watch the fruits. So finally the Melech comes along and he says he has an eitz. So he got two guys. One fellow was blind, and one fellow was lame. So the lame fellow could see if anybody was coming in, but he couldn't do anything. He was lame. He couldn't move. The blind fellow could move, but he needed direction from the lame fellow, but he couldn't see the fruit, so he wasn't enticed to take the fruits. No, by here, you know, great, great plan. So next day, they sit, they're talking together, and the lame fellow says, these are gorgeous fruits. I promised gorgeous fruits, but I can't get them. So the blind says, no problem. You sit on my back. Get on my back, and you direct me where to go. We'll work it out. Look, good. So they say they do that, and they enjoy the fruits. King comes a few days later. Something happened to the fruits. So he goes to the lame guy. Says, I can't move. I'm lame. Blind guy. I can't see anything. I didn't do it. So the king's not a tippish. He says, you're right. He puts the lame guy on top of the blind guy. He takes them to court together and judges them together. They state in the Gemara. What's the Shaka Matai to Gemara? Is a human being a neshama? Is a human being a goof? A human being a combination of a neshama and a goof? The Gemara's answer is the human being is a combination of a neshama and a goof. That's what he is. And you get your punishment as a combination. You get your reward as a combination. That's why there's something called Tchiz HaMeisim. Who needs Tchiz HaMeisim for? Let the goof stay, and the Shom should get a schar and a lamhava. So the Gemara says it's not fair. The goof worked, it has to get paid. The definition of a human being is a combination of the Shom and goof. It says, I'm just an Shom. No, you're not. You're a goof with all the challenges of a goof, and your goal in life is that you let your goof be parallel in your Shom, you let your Shom be parallel in your goof, and make your goof different. And part of it, therefore, the schar and the final reward will be for the combination of the goof and the shama together. Shabbos is a main olam haba, it has to be through goof. Because the plea of this world is that the goof can be special. And that's what Shabbos is, that's what Beis HaMikdash is. That physical is also special. There's other religions that, you know, being special means asceticism. Our religion is that a person can eat a suda Shabbos, and eating for the Shabbos could be Kedusha. One last thought, I said this before. So you picture that means you sit there with holy, holy, holy thoughts, you know, eating totally L'Shem Shemayim just to be able to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then it's holy, holy, holy. It's one approach. Mesil Shem Perek, you know, it's Perek of Zion, you know, the Perek after he finishes the Perek of Vav, this is the Perek of Zion, right? Okay, whatever. A person is on a diet. A person's on a diet. Let's make it a girl for her. You know. She's on a diet. She comes back from, you know, going away to seminary. She's on a diet. She comes home. Now her mother's very excited. Her daughter's coming home. So what does she do? She makes her a very nice meal. She walks in and, you know, she made her this, her favorite desserts, and her favorite this, or that. Walks in and says, I'm on a diet. I don't eat. You know, she's an achzori, right? Her mother's hanoah is watching her eat. That's part of a Jewish mother's hanoah. She's giving her kids food to eat. This generation, not so much anymore. You go back a generation before, for sure, forget it. My Shvigas Hanoah was like, you know, Kananahara. My Shvigas Hanoah for Suda Shabbos is, you know, but my Shvigar, the meat is a side dish. Come on, you know. You know, there's turkey and there's meat and there's dog and like, you know, five main dishes plus seven, you know, that's a Suda Shabbos, normal Suda Shabbos. You know, with three types of pie at the end. Because ask my kids, you know, like, you know, this is, you know. What is the girl supposed to do? Say, listen, I'm on a diet. But this is I'm giving to my mother by allowing her to give to me. And every bite of this delicious food that I eat, I taste in it two things. The delicious food and the love of my mother who gave me delicious food. So every bite that she takes, she's feeling the love of her mother. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us Olam Hazeh, and he says, here, I'm giving it to you. You know how Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu was eating? The highest madrega? That every bite of food that you take, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love that he's taking care of you. And you feel that Abba, you give Abba back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person sits down to Gishmak Asura and he eats, you know, B'mashahu, because he's, yeah, the Mishnah talks about that. Because it's hard to eat it. But a person who eats it because he hears, look how much Hashem gave me, and I feel the Gavaldika Baracha of Nesina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and every single bite that he gives me. And I'm so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's so nice to me. And I feel his care and his concern. And I feel enveloped in his arms. And I give back that, and I mirror back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relationship. Every bite of that I enjoy, the more I enjoy it, the more this Kedusha it is. You put, like, you know, put extra salt on it, make sure you don't taste it, you know, because, you know, this way you'll be really holy. You don't understand what holiness is. You're like the person, you know, like, you know, that the girl says, okay, fine. She takes salt over things. I shouldn't taste anything, you know. At least I shouldn't break my diet, like, in the geschmack away, you know. L'shem Shemayim. You know, thank you. Well, this is too many favors. You don't get the point. The person sits down to a Seder Shabbos, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ava. That he's allowing us that he gave us such a thing. And on Shabbos, when we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we feel the what he gave us, both in the world of Ruchnias and Agashias, and we give back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a Seder Shlish is, opens up our mind for, and then that's the Megalim Afreya on the first two.